Welcome to the golf edition of Hooked on Sport. This is South Australia's Summer Golf Wrap, where we uncover the stories, personalities and moments that define golf across South Australia and beyond. It's time to talk golf with sports commentator Ben Hook and State Golf Representative Sophie Hilditch.
Thanks, Wallace. Hello, everyone. It is preview time at Hooked on Sport. We're heading towards a couple of enormous grand finals on the weekend in the Simpson Cup. It is the Grange taking on Cooyonga. In the Sanderson Cup, it is the Grange taking on Royal Adelaide. When we talk pennant, we always lean into the experience and insight of Sophie Hilditch, who not only is an expert in this field, she's a participant in the grand finals this week as well. Soph, a little bit nervous with just 48 hours before the grand final now.
Hooky, I'm always nervous for a grand final. You've known as well. My experiences in grand finals so far have not been positive. They've got me going down 19 and 18 and losing to birdies and all sorts of funny things. I'm hoping that I'm doing like a double fist pump next Monday and I'm very extremely hungover and maybe Wallace is taking my place and you might have a cameo appearance from me. Because I will be probably lying sick in bed, but don't tell work that because it might be a late sickie dependent on the result. But Hooky, I'm so excited to speak about both grand finals. I will sit and listen to you talk about the Sanderson grand final, but I won't be divulging any secrets. But I'm excited to be speaking about the Simpson grand final because, gosh, do I wish I could actually be out watching that match.
Hey, just before we get to the Sanderson Cup, just give me 30 seconds on what is going on in the Pike Cup, because there is probably no one who hasn't played a Pike Cup match or seen a Pike Cup match, essentially, who knows more about it than you. Tell us what's going on.
Well, Pike Cup, we've got Royal Adelaide v. The Grange, exactly the same as the Sanderson game. So I can tell you now, last Sunday was super exciting for all us Royal girls. We were on that veranda. And if someone hasn't experienced the veranda at Royal Adelaide, it is the best spot in the whole world. There's nothing like having a beer or one of the house Rieslings and sitting there and watching some of the golfers come through on 18. And I think we sat there for one too many hours, but God, did we have fun. Yeah, but the Pike Cup, you know what? I'm excited for this one. There was a bit of controversy leading into it. There was a bit of a lodged complaint with Golf Australia and a Grange ended up getting flipped around to the top of the order because a match was abandoned due to daylight at Glenelg. I think it took 6.5 hours for the Pike girls to not even be able to get through because they lost daylight. And so I think the Royal girls are looking a little bit spicy and a bit peppery and hoping to get over the line of Grange because they were hoping to have a bit of a rest and not have to tee it up at 7:30 for the semi-finals.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, if we had time, we could debrief. No one cares about the Pike Cup, right? Not that no one cares. That's not fair. But you know, of all the things that we should be focusing in on, the controversy around the Pike Cup probably needs to be a little lower down the pecking order. But yeah, geez, if we had time, I'd love to debrief on that.
I can tell you now, Hooky, if I can lift up a Pike and a Sanderson trophy on Sunday night, I will be drinking out of both. I'm so excited for both of them.
One
in both hands. I don't care. I'm so excited for both Pike and Sanderson. So speak for yourself.
Right. So let's get into it. Let's talk about your match. As you said, you're a participant, so you're not going to be able to tell me anything I probably can't work out for myself. But just your first thoughts when you take on the Grange, a team that beat you 5-0 only a month ago.
5-0 at Cooyonga. So I think a lot of our bookies will probably be thinking we'll lean on into Grange. But I can tell you now, Hooky, our team is extremely different from the team that came against the Grange last time we met at Cooyonga, and I expect a very different result. I'm obviously captain of my Sanderson team, so I'm going to 100% say that, but I believe it to my core. But I think it's going to be a really interesting matchup. I think every single game at 1 all the way through to 5 are incredible matchups. I think a lot of the games actually align pretty well, and I think it's a flip of the coin for each one of those 5 matches. I think it will be a fight to the death. I'm expecting a few 19th, 20th holes. I wouldn't be surprised. I'm hoping it's not me because I'm not the best at the 19th hole, unfortunately, unless it's at the bar. I'm quite good at that one, but I'm not good on the actual playing one because I normally am running off to the bar after the 18th hole. So I think this is going to be a really close contest. And I know 5-zip, we've spoken about it amongst the Royal Girls, but our team is a lot different. We're a lot stronger and we're expecting to have a big fight on our hands, but we're expecting to lift that trophy.
All right. So here's my thoughts on the matchups. Reagan Denton almost certain to play Amelia Winnie. I don't know if there's anyone in South Australia who can run with Reagan Denton except Amelia Winnie. So I think that's going to be a fascinating matchup at number one. At number two, you're going to take on Steph Keelock. She is a rising star of the game. You are a current star of the Sanderson Cup, and that is going to be an absolute cracker matchup. And obviously, as a mate, I'd love to see you do particularly well there, but I think you are going to have your a massive fight on your hands with Steph Keelock, who's a really exciting player. Elise Kozlovic, who is undefeated in this competition, takes on Laura Birchmore, I would expect. These things are always subject to change, of course, but I can't see a scenario where either you or Grange change your order to try and fit it in with someone else. I think you're happy to go head to head. Look, Elise Kozlovic, for a young kid, very steady. Laura Birchmore, the one knock I would have on Laura is that the difference between her best and her worst can be quite significant. But if her best turns up, Elise Kozlovic, you know, that she will find that, you know, very, very difficult. At number four, we're going to see young Mia Louie take on Eliza Bartlett. Eliza Bartlett was super impressive last weekend. We'll get more onto her a little bit later on. And then Caitlin Roberts takes on Angela Plumridge. Now, I've said this is like a veteran Group 1 horse taking on a bush racehorse who is just starting to find her feet, you know, and they'd be making a movie if Angela Plumridge can win this, because we know the history that Caitlin Roberts has had in the game compared to Angela Plumridge. So I just reckon all five of these matchups, if they go to that, and as I said, you know, we don't really know where they could end up, but I expect that'll be the case. All five of them, just in their own right, if they were head-to-head matchups, I'd find them interesting anyway, Soph, but when you combine it with four other really fascinating battles, I'm so looking forward to this. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with a key player?
Let's start there.
Yeah. Have you got any thoughts on a key player here? Do you sort of identify that yourself, or you just think whoever it is, we just got to find three wins and that's it?
I do not care where the three wins come from. I'm not identifying a key player, particularly. I sometimes do. Often if I think it's myself, I definitely do. And I know that sounds really self-absorbent, but sometimes there is a game that you're thinking, I don't know, I feel like I'm going to have to get over the line to get this game over the line. I think every girl would say exactly the same thing. So I'm comfortable in myself to say that. But in this match, I actually, honestly, I wasn't lying when I said I thought it was a flip of the coin. I think each match is definitely a flip of the coin. I don't think there's a key player personally, only because I think anyone can win and anyone can lose, and everyone is going to rock up and have to play their best. And for a captain, I would happily take a 9-8 loss if my team got three wins on that board and I'm hoisting that trophy. So for me, I don't care where the three wins come from.
My Royal Adelaide key player is Reagan Denton. And I've discussed on this podcast before, Sophie, that I don't love the fact that the best player goes out last. I would love to see that flipped around at some time, but that's, go back and listen to my opinions for that if you ever want to understand what I'm talking about there. But I just feel like this match is going to go the distance. All five contests are tight. So Reagan Denton beating Amelia Winnie, I think, is really important for Royal Adelaide. Now, this is the world number 39 taking on the world number 491. But my word, it feels a heck of a lot closer than that. I think Amelia Winnie will take something out of the fact that Zoe Manton ran Reagan pretty deep last week, and the week before Matilda Miles took it her 18. And Amelia Winnie isn't the type of player to be intimidated by anyone, regardless. So as I said, I think I said a little bit earlier in the show, if there's anyone who can match it in South Australia with Reagan, it's Amelia. I think that's going to be a wonderful matchup. But if Denton beats Winnie, as we've pointed out before, three wins out of the other four is difficult for the Grange. Two wins out of the other four, I think you can start to see the finish line for you guys. So Denton's the key player for me for Royal Adelaide. For the Grange, I reckon the key player is Caitlin Roberts. Angela Plumridge is this unknown, unheralded, unrecognizable Sanderson Cup player who has just come in and taken the competition a little bit by storm. No one would have known her name before the third week of the season. She's gone win, 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 week four, week five, preliminary final. Caitlin Roberts, one of the best known players in the competition. And I mean, Caitlin must be thinking to herself, who is this person, you know? And I wrote down a note that it reminds me of the L.J. Bourne novel, The Fairy Tale Killer. And Caitlin Roberts has to be the fairy tale killer, because it would be a fairy tale if Angela Plumbridge, coming from where she has come from, can go win, 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 win and be part of a Simpson Cup victory. So
Cup, I reckon, though.
What did I say? Simpson?
I think she'd be happy with a Simpson one too, but I think she'd be even more happier with a Sanderson.
I don't know that she's eligible for the Simpson Cup just yet. Sanderson Cup. Yeah, thank you, Soph, for clarifying that for me. So incredible momentum that Plumridge is on, and I just think Roberts has to be the fairy tale killer here and try and find her way through. I've got to come up with a tip, don't I? I haven't even written down a tip here.
I did notice that in the notes. I thought, I know where he's going then.
It's so hard. These five matchups. I mean, here's what I'll say. I'm going to say that Royal Adelaide will win. They'll win 3-2, and Reagan Denton will beat Amelia Winnie on the 21st hole. And that will be an absolute nail biter.
So out of that par
three, she'll make a two on the par three to beat Amelia Winnie's par and get it done on the 21st hole after the other four of you have split 2-2.
Well, that's a very specific prediction, and I'm absolutely here for it. But look, I don't even need to say my tip. One thing I will say is I'm unfortunately well rehearsed in an undefeated season and losing a grand final 3-2. So I think an undefeated season means nothing. And I think as soon as you step into finals, it's a whole new ball game. We've got a whole new team. And I'm thrilled that you've chosen Royal. I didn't see it coming. You normally always bet against me, because I often think it's like in the footy tips. When you bet against your home club, you're excited either way. And I feel like you might be excited if your co-host win, and then you often bet against the team because then you at least got that tip. But no, Ben, I'm here for it. I love the 21st hole prediction. That's very specific, but I'm here for it.
So if deep down I do barrack for you. However, I am head over heart on this podcast. And so I have to be genuine and matter of fact in what I say. But yeah, I think, like I said, this is 51-49. I'll lean to you guys just because I think Reagan Denton in this team, just everyone shuffles down that one spot. You're a completely different look to what they got when you went down 5-0 last time. It's only a month ago, but I spoke to Vicky Jordan, your team manager, last night, and she made the point, we look completely different. If you were taking the prior guide into what you think here, I think that's a mistake. And I think she's right. I think, the fact that you will all get a different player, there's no scars from what happened back there. I think you're right in it, and I'm looking forward to what's going to be a fascinating contest. I think you win, but I think you win only just. So, the Simpson Cup Grand Final, it is the Grange in Cooyonga. They have probably, I wouldn't say that they have looked like the obvious two candidates throughout the year as being the Grand Finalist. Certainly the Grange has. Cooyonga, a middling year by their very, very lofty standards, but they get it done over Tea Tree Gully last weekend. What are your first thoughts here?
I've got to say one thing first, and it's off the Simpson Grand Final. And I know apparently you don't, second class, but I've got to admit the Grange Grand Finals for Bonner, Pike, Sanderson and Simpson. Very impressive from a golf club. And look, I hope they're not celebrating too hard on Sunday, but they should be celebrating at least that they're all in Grand Finals, because that's an incredible effort and a showing of the depth that they have.
In their centenary year too, Soph. And yeah. I think I have had this, no one said it to me in so many words, but I've had this feeling throughout the club that they are really determined to try and get as close as they possibly can to a sweep in their centenary year. So I think Glenelg were 3 out of 4 last year. They won either the Pike or the Bonner as well as the Big Two last year. I know they won 3. Anyway, I can't recall which one it was, but yeah, I think Grange is certainly hoping to try and do something similar or even greater than that this week.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think first thoughts for me were, we kind of predicted or anticipated this at the beginning of the season. We thought it was going to be a Cooey and Grange Grand Final, because on paper they were the two standout teams. Cooey left us hanging a little bit at the start of the season, and I started to think, oh, here's a little bit of a curveball. And then Tea Tree Gully, with the season start that they had, I thought, hang on a second, we've got a horse just absolutely going gung-ho for that trophy, and it's exciting. And then Royal did what Royal do best, and they often come strong at the end of the season. And I started to think, oh, hang on a second, Royal's coming through, got a few juniors, got the experienced players. It's a great mix of a team, but we've ended exactly where we anticipated, which is the Grange and Cooyonga shakedown. I'm excited for this pairing, because I think for me, I still see Grange on paper being the strongest team. But Cooyonga at a home ground, I think the paper gets thrown out the window and it's completely different. I think doesn't matter what you look like on paper when you're playing Cooey at home is probably the scariest match prop you'll ever have. I've been there myself with a Cooey grand final. It's terrifying. We were the best team on paper and we got knocked off and it was pretty sad. But look, I think it's the same as a Sanderson for me personally. I think every single matchup in this, all seven, are so exciting, so interesting.
Look, play this game with me, Soph, because I did this last night and I think this probably underlines how difficult it is to work out a winner in this final, in particular with it being at Cooyonga. Maybe at any other venue, you'd probably be leaning towards the Grange, but certainly at Cooyonga. Go on.
Well, Hooky, I did see this because we've got, for everyone at home, we do have a Google Docs where we do put in some key notes and, you know, we put the banter away. So if I have like a hidden thing that I don't want you to see, I obviously don't put it in the group notes. But I did see the matchups and I did make a clear note that, Hooky, this was for Sophie to discuss. So please keep this brief because your notes look absolutely massive.
It's the grand final, Soph. We can spend as much time on it as we like. Alex Hendrick versus Joel Durnford. Who have you got?
Well, I'm going Durnford for me. Durnford at home. I can't move past him.
So am I. Blair Christie versus Frank Vukic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
For someone who says they read these notes, you haven't really followed along.
I didn't read your tip. I just saw how big the blue was on the paper and I thought, my God, what does Ben want to talk about? And I saw the pairings, but I didn't want to look at who you picked.
Right.
I think I'll go Blair Christie based on his last win from Billy Cawthorn and the season that he's had.
You and I, two from two. I've gone Durnford and Blair, so it's one all between Grange and Cooey. Ross Steedman versus Lachie Oakes.
Ross Steedman for me.
I'm going Ross as well. Alan Zinn versus Malachy. I presume they'll be the number fours.
I love this matchup. I've gone
so
Alan.
Good. Alan, I think I've gone Malachy. Yeah, I've gone Malachy. So we're one out here. Mark Demasi will probably play Heath Riches.
Heath, absolutely. Would never want to come against him at home.
Mm, yeah, fair enough. Although Demasi's a star.
Yep.
Bogdowski takes on Freddie Castle.
Cassie. I think I'm going to go Cassie. I'm going to go Cooey again on this one, but that's tough. That's really tough. 6 and 7 for Grange are so tough.
See there, it's a bit of a coin toss. Freddie Castle hasn't had the greatest year. I have the words of Jeff Brennan in my ear that he always stands up in finals. So it's not going to be surprising me. I've written coin toss there, but I'll go Bogdowski. And then Baines versus Percy to wrap it up. So Darren Baines is 6 and zip. And Jordan Percy is 3 and zip this year. Neither of them have had a loss throughout the season.
God, I think I'm going to go Bainesy here for me. I think Bainesy gets the job done. I think Grange get off to a hot start.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know if I can pick that one either. Maybe Bainesy as well, and maybe then that makes it 4-3. But I've gone through that, and I've said if I can't pick Baines versus Percy, and I've got them 3-3 everywhere else. So, this is just, it's like finely sliced pancetta ham, you know, just that beautiful, beautiful, there's thin margins everywhere you go. So tell me who your key player, your must win is for Cooyonga.
I think leading into that, we kind of identified it almost and I picked him, but I'm going Freddie Castle for me. You said it. Not had the best season, but I know what Freddie is capable of. He's a huge hitter, really big hitter. So at Cooyonga, he's going to be taking some lines that I think some of the Grange boys won't be able to take. He knows Cooey back to front. He's won grand finals before. He can dominate. And I really think Cooyonga need to get a win quite early on the board against Grange. And if they can knock out one of that 6 and 7 that have been so steady throughout the entirety of the season, I think it's really important. So for me, it's Castle for Cooyonga. I think he needs to get the win if they want to get the win overall. For Grange, again, I picked him as well. But one of my favorite matchups is the boys, the junior boys. I'm so excited for this. Lachai Marshall for me is a bit of a Cooyonga prodigy. They all love him. He's now been in the Simpson Cup for a while. The boys absolutely love him, get around him. I often see him getting posted on the Cooyonga social media. So for me, Alan Zinn had an undefeated minor round. He's gone down to Billy White, the other junior at Royal Adelaide. He's facing another one. He's facing another prodigy. And I think he's got to recover quick from his loss in semi-final. And he's got to get it over the line against Malachi Marshall if Grange want to win. That is just my view. Do you want
my
tip
view
overall?
Yeah, give me a tip. Go on.
I found this so hard and I think you clearly identified it. I think Grange, I just they're so strong, and I think they want it so badly, speaking to Ross Steedman like we have throughout a lot of the season. I think Kyonga are the same, but Kyonga have had the grand final. They've won the grand final quite a few times recently, and Grange have not. So for me, it's Grange. I think they really want it in their centenary, and I'm going 4-3. But gosh, I could honestly see Kyonga hoisting up that trophy.
Yeah, absolutely right. Frank Vukic is the one that identify for me as the Kyonga key man. He'll take on Blair Christie. Blair's got great ticker. Frank's just in tremendous form. Both of them in great form. Frank on his home course, I really think, needs to prove something here. If he can strike a blow against Blair Christie, there's a way forward for Kyonga for sure. I agree with you on Alan Zinn. Six straight in the minor round, lost his semi. He was absolutely filthy about it, Craig Brown told me. So he takes this sort of stuff really seriously. But he can get one of the great years if he runs down Malachy on his home course. My tip is the same as yours, Soph. I'm going to go the Grange. I'm going to go only just. I'll go 4-3. I might let Joel Durnford and Alex Hendrick go down the 19th or 20th as well. We'll see where it ends up. They're going to be two absolutely fascinating grand finals. Royal Adelaide and the Grange in the women. Kyonga and the Grange in the men. Sophie, good luck to you and your Royal Adelaide team. Good luck to all of our grand finalists. Soph, I'm sure we will debrief both of the grand finals on Monday. But great to chat to you about all of this today. Good luck on the weekend.
Thanks so much, Hooky. Hope to be celebrating on Monday with you, but I'll be there regardless.
Good on you, mate. Well done. Have a great week, and we'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.
With the last putt sunk, that's a wrap on this golf edition of Hooked on Sport. Thanks for listening. Help us meet more golfers just like you by following us and leaving a review. Look forward to your company on the next golf edition of Hooked on Sport.